It's time. The Gary Cook Report episode for today, What's on Our Mind. And happy Valentine's Day. If you haven't got your stuff, it's last minute time. Rush out there and get those flowers, those chocolates, those warm socks, and get your Valentine set up. So, today's episode, if you go to the Guy R. Cook Report, podbean.com. It'll look just like this. And looking just like this is available youtube.com WAC Guy R. Cook. Did I explain to you about WAC? It's a forward slant. I've got imprinted by Microsoft years ago to say WAC, and so sorry if that's offensive, but it means forward slash. Anyway, you go to the Guy R. Cook Report podbean.com, and we'd like it if you become a patron. We appreciate our efforts. The link is right there, the Guy R. Cook Report, What's on Our Mind, and you click that and bazinga, there's the show notes for today. And today, what's on our mind is to share the URL of the vDomain hosting newsletter sign up page, and it's right up there in the top of the show notes. See it right there? vDomain hosting newsletter sign up. You can see it right up there. And it's basically blog.guyrcookonlineservices.com/vDomain hosting-newsletter-signup. I think if you go to the search box and type in newsletter, it'll bring you to that page. But why would you have to do that if the link is right there at the top? vDomain hosting newsletter sign up. I encourage you to do that. The link is right there in the notes too. You can see it right there. The vDomain hosting newsletter sign up is here. So let's click on that. And there's the sign up form. It's simply email address, first name, last name, and if you want the format to be in HTML or text. Most people take HTML, and that's because it's just prettier. You can view previous campaigns if you want to get an idea of what those look like. And in order to get a better idea, I went and loaded one, and it's right here. It looks like this now. vDomain hosting, if it isn't tested, it doesn't work. It's always got a pearl in the oyster. Something that we didn't talk about in any episode will be in the newsletter. Who doesn't like pearls, right? And there's also a link there you can see to get to the guyrcookreport.podbean.com where we just came from. And there you have it. It's powered by MailChimp. Thanks to MailChimp for that. They give us 2,000 sends a month for free. And we're nowhere close to the 2,000, so don't feel like you're going to cost us money to sign up for the newsletter. Eventually, we hope that we have enough patrons of this podcast to pay for it. And the patrons happen here. Podbean has got a link for patrons to sign up. And it says right there what we use the money for, that we try to have original content on every show. I don't think you're going to see this content anywhere else on the web except here. And so, become a patron, sign up for the newsletter. I think that's all the stuff that we're going to talk about today. So, thanks for watching us today. Thank you to the patrons that support this show already. Appreciate your efforts. Thanks to these guys, the little banner right down there. And so if you don't go to youtube.com, Guy R. Cook, you won't see this little banner. And you notice I didn't say what's in it. That's because I want you to go to YouTube and check it out. Pretty clever, huh? So list of the credits, click on that link, and that takes us to the credits. There we say, thanks for listening, for viewing, if you're on YouTube. And the link to the show notes and their entirety, go to blog.geiercookonlineservices.com. The archives are all there. There's over, I think, over 390 episodes now. This is our third year of doing this. GeierCookOnlineServices.com, parent website. There's a link to subscribe on Podbean. So if you're on mobile, you can get the mobile app. And whether it's a Droid or Apple, it doesn't matter. We're on iTunes. We're on YouTube. I encourage you to like us and share there. Like, comment, and share, I think, is the mantra. Sam Mallory wrote a good post about rating a podcast 5 stars on iTunes. Apple Podcasts now, but we know it is iTunes. We're doing that was long. There's a link there to become a patron, of course. Especially relevant, big thanks to Fraser Ramsey. Now, those of you that are new and don't know the history, one Thursday afternoon, just because he was bored, I guess, or whatever reason, Fraser says to me, he says, hey, you got to do the cook report. This is back in 2016. The cook report. Okay, so we fired up. I'd already bought this background. So the Monday after that Thursday, I said, hey, Fraser, I'm gonna do the episode. We got the podcast set up. And but I was just doing what if. Well, we took what if to the next level, and we're sure glad that we did. Thanks very much, Fraser, for your encouragement. His podcast, Hatrick and Ramsey Unleashed, is on, if I say this right, heartsonglive.co.uk. You can find him on Podbean, too. That link right there takes you to the show. Thanks to Eileen Smith, the Digital Diva, gave us the link to Screencast-O-Matic, the recorder that we used to make this episode and every previous episode. Great tool. Great bits of information at EileenSmith.com. Get in touch with that person. Facebook groups. Well, there's a group called Friends Just Chatting. It's been around 3 years that I know of. And great people from all over the world. There's a group on Facebook for the Geier Cook Report. And there, I try to post, hey, join us at 3 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, 7 a.m. in Seattle, to discuss today's episode. We'll talk about this episode and other things, this and that and the other. So take a look at the SiteGround comment. I encourage you to give that a look. We just signed up somebody for SiteGround just the other day. There's a pearl in that oyster. So we go back to the episode show notes, and we go to this handy little button that goes to the top. You can get notifications right there if you click on that blue button on the show notes that says get notifications. The good folks at Push Crew send you a notification every single time that these episodes get updated, you get a push. And the other day, Patricia from Durham, North Carolina, she goes to Durham Skywriter, she said, well, what if you edit a show note in the middle of the day, do they do another push? I think you have to log in to your Push Crew account and say, hey, run it again. Or maybe it does it automatically because they're using the RSS feed, real simple syndication feed, from the show notes. And this is powered by WordPress, so we'll make it easy. And there you have it. And that's enough talking from me today. You have a great Wednesday and happy Valentine's Day again. And as they say at the end of every episode, yep, it's a wrap.